Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, happy 4th of July out there to all of you who are celebrating, okay? America's holiday. We want to celebrate safe with kindness. We're going to be short and sweet because we have some festivities to attend, so we're not going to keep you too long, but we wanted to be here to let you know we're bringing you on in, waking up with Linda Mac-Chan and Tiffany with an eye, just briefly this evening, because you're on those highways out there, or you're on your way to the beach, you're on your way to your venue to watch the fireworks in a safe place. That's what we're hoping on. Not in the middle of the street, not in the backyard. We must be safe out here. You know, it is not about how others are or how society is. The most important thing is to ask yourself, what should I do and what can I do? One who stands up with moral courage and conviction can change society and create waves of transformation around the world. You know, we're waiting on this legislation, this unjust, this discrimination. I'd like to say, you know, discrimination, injustice, and all that stuff, it's not changed by laws. It's changed by hearts. So we're going to continue to put that goodness out there, to put that positivity out in the universe so we can make the necessary changes that have to be made. We want to welcome you in to Waking Up with Linda Mac-Chan.
Liberating strife.
America. Something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee.
Happy 4th of July out there to all of those who are celebrating. And we have Tiffany with an I. I see it, I hear it, I correct it, I change it, and I complete it. With us, we're going to be short and sweet, and we're talking about celebrate faith with kindness. Hello, Tiffany with an I. Happy 4th of July to you, and how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you on this 4th of July?
You know, I'm taking it low and slow. You know how we are about holidays. We like to do it when everybody else is on their way back. We go the opposite way, right? I just sitting back, relaxing, getting ready to see the sparkles in the sky, keeping it low. It's a lot of traffic out there. I was out for a moment. Really wanted to get my barbecue, which I should have got it 2 days ago, but I kept putting it off, and I said, well, let me just drive by here and see what's happening. It was people hanging all out the door. I just kept on driving. I said, well, you know what? That barbecue's going to taste real good tomorrow because they smoke everything. And if they have it left over, it's going to be seasoned real good. So I'll just get me some tomorrow and eat what I have over here. I kind of like had to really think about it. Didn't feel like standing up, but I fell behind. I normally pick up all of my rationings, as we say, 2 days before. But the only thing, the bad when the extra holiday get here, I'm eating everything up. So let's see what happens tomorrow. I might have you meet me for lunch, and we can have us, well, you know, they have veggies there. I know you're not a beef eater, but they have excellent veggies and greens and red beans and rice. Oh, yeah, it's good. So we'll talk about that. But what were you doing today?
Well, I did go out earlier, and it was great because there was no traffic. People were still at home barbecuing. And I know in about an hour or so it's going to get, very loud because the fireworks are starting. And
right.
People generally like to come over in this area and see the fireworks. So, yes. But it was really nice. Yes. I did get a chance to go out, and I did yesterday. Yesterday, there were a lot more people moving about. I guess, you know, people were hanging out with friends, going to different restaurants, you know. And then today, they stayed home because there was hardly no one on the street, you know. But which was good because I know this evening it's going to be a different story.
Okay, it's quiet out there now. Everybody's headed your way. They're headed to the beach. I don't know what's happening. I didn't go north. I'm pretty sure they have a fire exhibit at the Hollywood Bowl that happens. You know, we've been kind of like shut in for 2 years, so it's a lot of activity going on out there. And I know it's traffic in your area because you're sitting right out there on that water. And that's, you know, basically... you know, most of the persons that hang out on the beach, they usually just camp out all day and be there waiting. But here we do it a little bit different, okay? I get everything out the way, get quiet. For the homeowners out there, if you have neighbors that just don't want to abide by the rules, you know, popping them firecrackers and sending them flying rockets out there, keep your water hose ready, okay? You don't want any of that stuff to land on your roof. So if you're at home, just kind of like keep an eye out. If your community is not quite doing it the safe way, just keep an eye out because it can get pretty dangerous out there. That's why we suggest that you go to a safe place and enjoy. But, you know, everybody don't follow the rules. They're not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. So for the persons that are at home, keep your nose open for smoke and watch your roofs. That's all we can say. We want you to celebrate safe out there, but just don't go beat your neighbor up because they're doing the wrong thing. Try to do it with kindness, as kind as you possibly can, because we're all trying to balance ourselves up out here, and it's been a wild ride. You know, Tiffany, I was reading, I don't know if you have a moment to share with us, you know, I'm going to call you our planet master because we're on top of this. You know, Mercury is in Taurus, and it just moved in there today. It's going to be a mellower time. Can you touch in on that a little bit? I know you talked about it a little last week, but are you prepared to kind of like share a little bit about Mercury and Taurus, or tell us about Mercury and tell us about Taurus?
Is it Mars and is it Mars? I thought it was Mars and Venus.
Wait a minute. I don't know. I thought it was Mercury.
I know, because all the in planets are moving around. Mercury's, it retrograded. It went into another sign. Excuse me. And then we have, oh, my goodness. So, excuse me. I'm just clearing my, you know, from being congested.
Okay.
I'm just now clearing my chest. So, yes, it's so great to be at this point of the, or this phase of it where, you know I sound a little bit more congested than I actually am, but it's all working itself out, which is great.
Okay.
The planets, going back to the planets, you know, we did talk about with Carmelita Nature Queen about anger and, you know, the different phases of anger and how to respond. And I think, or as I know, you know, Mars that rules Aries and the planet of action, and it's the warrior.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if is as you and I have spoken, I haven't gone into all the details of the planets, but as Mars moves into, you know, other planets like Venus, you know, the more calmer planets, like you just said, then the passion that we invoke or whatever we're passionate about, it's not that we're angry, it's just that we're very passionate, but it's just, it's not an aggressive thing. It's like just say what you need to say type of thing. You know, if you are passionate about something and you need to say something you've never said before, it helps you just put it out there. And in a nice way. I mean, you're not aggressive. The energy is not aggressive, like you and I have discussed. It's not an aggressive energy where you're trying to fight your way out of something. It's just if you're passionate about something, you speak about it, and you speak about it assertively. There you go, assertively. Say what needs to be said and do what needs to be done, because that's the energy it is. But it's in a more subdued way and more loving. Venus is a planet of manifestation, of love, of beauty. So when anything enters into the sign, I mean, or the planet of Venus, it's just, you know, everything mellows out. So,
okay.
You know, they say women are from Venus, men are from Mars. That's kind of true, huh?
Yeah.
Men are all that fight and flight. Let's get it, blow up the planet, and then let's come back to it after we blew it up and figure out what happened. I mean, you know, women
how
are
we
like,
can
okay,
fix
well.
I say how we can fix this. I'm just chiming in
right.
with you on that.
That's right. How can we fix it? I mean, women naturally don't try to blow it up before anything. You know, we go through a series of not even explanation, but facts where we look at it totally different and know that if the end result has to be devastation, then that's the last resort. But we will really find any and all other ulterior methods to solving a situation. We won't just go in there and just blow everything up and just say, okay, we'll deal with it later. That's just not our method of operation. But so it's more subdued, and as we come out of the fight or flight age into the Aquarius age. So the Aquarius age is that loving age, that age of love where we all are uniting, where our souls are connecting. We are just, you know, finding ourselves in our true purpose so that we can figure this out. Because we've done a whole bunch of things for so many years, but now is the time to figure out how we can coexist and evolve. Like,
yes.
We've done all the other things that, you know, you look at movies, we've done all that. We've blown up planets, we've come to planet Earth trying to figure it out, if men were for Mars and women were for Venus, and now we're here on planet Earth trying to coexist together, trying to figure it out. There's, you know, things to be said about that. But I think it's a beautiful time, yeah, because everything is so new, and we keep saying that, and there are new beginnings, and there's change, and if you just, you know, go with the flow and enjoy the process and be authentically who you need to be. I think that is the thing that I hear resonating now is authenticity. And you and I have said it on the show about being your authentic self. Just be who you came to be. You know, this is a time where people are breaking generational curses, if you will. They're, you know, doing a lot so that it balances out, you know, and then other people don't have to go through the ridiculousness of all the other things that have happened prior to this generation. So just be yourself. If you have to speak up, you can be assertive about it. You don't have to be aggressive about it, and you don't have to be overbearing about it, but you do, you know, do have to say something about how you feel.
Oh, you must be
strong.
And
your authentic
self,
though.
Yeah, and be your authentic self. And it's very important to be that way. I'm very appreciative with lots of gratitude, you know, for my parents, for my upbringing, for the blood that runs through my veins, because I was taught to be strong, stand, and speak, okay? So we all come out of, I guess you could call us Yellowstone Park, because we are redwood trees, okay? And as you go through life, you go through different situations, you learn how to do it in a different way. But that main word that you spoke of, authenticity, that's the key. Because, see, you'll never be able to satisfy everyone, but you must satisfy yourself. And you have to do you, okay? A lot of people might not understand you. And if you have 52 personalities like me, they have a real hard time understanding all them 52, because I pull up the numbers on you, okay? It's like, okay, number 23, step on out there. I'm going to let you take care of this, okay? While I sit back in and breathe real slow. So it's a thing of the kindness. That's why we're speaking on kindness. Anything can be done. and anything can be said. And we have to do a lot of things. And we're like here, down here, trying to blend and figure this stuff out. But kind is the word. Whatever you do, try a little kindness. And when I came on, I was speaking of changing the world, and I also stated that, you know, we have still a lot of injustice, discrimination, but that is not changed by laws. That's changed by hearts. So what we have to do is continue to keep putting that kindness out there so we can unfreeze these frozen hearts that are out here dealing with this legislation. I'm going to put it that way, okay? And I'm going to take a deep breath and be quiet because, you know, I'll jump on the pulpit on that. But I just wanted you to sort of like give us some, you know, just a little touch up because we're definitely cosmos in this universe. And I'm doing research about it, and some people say, oh, that's just this and that. No, listeners, people, start learning about what's up around you. Start learning about who you are and how you operate. It'll make you function a little bit better. It puts some oil in the engine, okay, because all we move around is like automobile engines. And, you know, if you don't put oil in, it's going to rust out. If you don't put water in your radiator, it's going to blow up, so you don't want that to happen to you. So I say for Monday, to celebrate safe, be kind out there, but also start doing research about you. You don't want anyone to know more about you than you know about yourself. And we're all connected. Don't think that we're not. We are all connected, totally connected. We're mirrors of each other. And when you look at a person or you're in a situation or there's someone in your environment, you need to say, I just want to be just like that person, or I don't ever want to be like that person. We're mirrors. But if you see something in a person that you recognize, a guess what? Go and dig deep. Get that bulldozer because you have it in you also. Otherwise, you wouldn't have recognized it in them. So that's my little... Yeah, that's my little mindful touch out there, and to stay as we're traveling out there, coming back from the parks and going to the fireworks shows or whatever we're doing. In the airports, that's another story. I'm reading, and the planes are still being delayed. I said, I'm going to have to get me a skateboard, okay? How is one to travel around here? I like Harleys, but I don't know how to sit up on one. I might have to get that helmet on and put on those chaps and turn the handlebar so I can rip it on up and get where I have to go, okay? Because the modes of transportation out here are being a little bit, how should I say, hindered, okay? And there's nothing more than traveling and trying to get to a destination, and everybody out there is frustrated and mad. That's why we say celebrate safe and keep in mind to celebrate with kindness. And I'm going to let you give us your thoughts. I know it's about self-care, and then we're going to go out and we're going to watch the rockets fly in the sky too, Tiffany, with the night. So close us out here. We're not going to keep them long today.
Exactly, because it is a celebratory day. Just be mindful out there of other people, yourself. You know, lots of activity. I don't think we've ever celebrated the 4th of July like we are celebrating it now after the post-pandemic. So,
yes.
You know, people are going to be extremely excited and happy and just overjoyed in the sense that they can now move around freely, more freely than they did last year. So just keep that in mind and, you know, move and go with the flow. Don't you know, just enjoy the day. Enjoy what happens as it is Independence Day.
Right.
And on that note, I think that's about it. You know, I'm always about self-care. Take care of yourself. Understand, you know, what it is that you're doing. Keep aware of your surroundings. And just, you know, be kind to other people. Like you said, we should be kind to other people. We should, that is something that we should think about every day.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Tiffany with an I, you know I'm a woman of my word over here. I don't keep you too long because I know there's things out there to be done, and you're right there on that water. All you got to do, you don't have to go anywhere. Just sit in your chair and watch the sky light up. Okay, we have to peek around a few corners over here, but we'll be able to see the beauty, all the colors, and things of that nature of this July 4th celebration. We're going to go deeper into that. I do have my feelings about the wind that comes off that flag that's waving, and my take on that, and I'm going to leave the listeners with that. It's like until that wind is blown on everybody, okay, then I'm going to wave two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight flags. But it's a lot of work out here to be done. And even though this is Independence Day, it's not an Independence Day for a lot of people, a lot of cultures. At least we're not dodging bombs. We're not in Ukraine. We're here waving our flag. So keep that in mind and keep your prayers going out to them. And more so, stay safe out there. Stay observant. Watch your surroundings. Check out your environment, okay? Watch everything moving. Be aware. And the last thing we're going to say is stay kind. Tiffany with an I, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you, listeners. Continue to celebrate. Faith out there with kindness. We love you, Tiffany. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one. And I'm playing this for my baby. They say, play this for us, Miss Linda. So here we go.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In the torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like, Grey Goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I will crack the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like gold teeth, Grey Goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold.
We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.